for I tell you about the armour of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not our might. Our might's worth nothing. Put on the whole armour of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We've got to understand how the devil works, how he operates, what he's doing, how he comes against us. You know, the wiles of the devil. Paul said, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we're not ignorant of his devices. You've got to be, can't afford to be ignorant of his devices. Hosea 4:6, God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Many are getting destroyed for lack of knowledge because they're here. And, oh, don't talk about Satan. Don't bring up that name. You glorify him or give him power by talking about him. That's straight from Satan's mouth. Don't believe that. You got to understand your enemy. How can you fight an enemy you don't understand? Especially if you're walking in unrepentance and unforgiveness, then they're the two biggest things that he uses to get in the people, into people's lives, cause havoc, confusion, you know, oppression and harassment, and just to bring people down. If you got them in your life, you may as well walk into the battle in your underpants with some wet spaghetti, because you're going to get nowhere. Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So there's fallen angels, demons, you know, the demons that are over, say, the media, the say anything to do with the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. There, that's the darkness of this world, and that's, they draw us in and bring curses and stuff into our life. Then you've got against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's government places, religious places, you know, any places of authority like that. The demonic realm, they operate through them all. Satan's the god of this world, and he owns them all. Like he offered Jesus up, you know, when he took him up to the high place, showed him all the kingdoms of the world. So I can give this all unto you if you just bow down and worship me. He's running them all, the whole show. Ephesians 6:13, wherefore take unto you the whole armour of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, therefore stand, having your loins girt about with truth, the belt of truth. You've got to have the belt of truth. You've got to be true to yourself. You've got to know who you are, but you can't go pretending that God knows where you're at. Satan knows where you're at. You can't walk around strutting around like a peacock thinking you're some great apostle, prophet, evangelist, whoever you think you are. You know, people are just going to see straight through that, and that in itself will open doors up for you to be attacked. So just be true to yourself, you know, because for not he that commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends. Just walk in truth, speak the truth, act in truth, just be true, you know, and you won't be caught with your pants down. That's the belt of truth. You won't be caught in compromising positions and looking, you know, just look like a total hypocrite to the outside world, because they're watching too. And they'll let you know. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, you can't, you know, you got to be righteous. You got to do the right thing all the time. You can't, like the belt of truth, you can't let the world see that you're unrighteous, because they'll come in and call you a hypocrite. They'll say, who do you think you are, you know? Your God's not God. Look at you, you know. When you are caught out, and I've been caught out before, it's like someone drives a stake right through your heart, you know. Fair dinkum, it really hurts. You've got to learn to be righteous and righteous all the time, and that breastplate will be on you all the time. You can't, you know, if they call you a hypocrite and they're not right, they're just saying it because they want to bring you down, like it says here. Having a good conscience in 1 Peter 3:16, having good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. You know, that's when your breastplate of righteousness is on, they can't say anything against you. And in 1 Thessalonians 5:8, it says, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. The breastplate of faith and love, it's another aspect of the breastplate. You've got to be true, righteous, you know, have faith and love in Jesus' name. And have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You've got to be prepared to share the gospel of peace. Like in 2 Timothy, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. And in Peter, it says to be always ready to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. You know, we've just got to be ready to share the gospel with anyone and everyone. Learn what the New Ages believe. Learn what the Jehovah's believe, the Mormons, whoever. Learn where they're coming from, and then you go in and start bringing light and truth into their error. You know, that's the feet shot. And you're always ready to walk into these places. You're not fearful of what you're going to tread on because you're ready to go. And then the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The fiery darts of the wicked, they're coming from family, from friends, from people in the church, from your kids, from here, there, and everywhere. Plus the ones you can't see, you know, they're coming through curses, through just from through sickness and disease and whatever. You got to have that shield of faith. In Hebrews, without faith it's impossible to please him. You know, we got to have faith. Faith is the shield. Faith is the shield. In Romans 8:31, what can we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We've got to get these into our spirit, into our soul, and believe it. And these will strengthen us, and these will help resist the fiery darts of the wicked. You know, fiery darts, not just normal darts, but fiery darts. They hurt, they burn, you know. And the devil's throwing them at us all the time. Here's another one. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. That's a good one to believe, that God wants to heal you. His spirit will bring you to fullness, bring you to health. Get these things in your soul, in your spirit, and use them, believe them, trust them. Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. Get that one. Believe that one. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. The spirits are subject unto us. We're seated at the right hand of Christ. We're joint heirs, high above all principalities, powers, all thrones and dominions. You know, we're above all this. He lifts us above all this. And believe it. You've got to believe it, because there's your shield of faith, you know, and you quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Unless you open the door, keep those doors shut. And then take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The helmet of salvation, when you're a young Christian, the devil will come. You'll sin, or you do something wrong or stupid. He'll keep at you. He'll try to bring in doubt and unbelief and fear, saying, you know, who do you think you are? You've just lost your salvation. You sin. God don't love you. All this sort of crap, he'll come at you. So you pick up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and you say to him, you know, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Tell him that. Speak straight to the devil. Tell him. Put him in his place. Tell him he's a liar. He's a thief. You know, he's got nothing on you. Tell him that I've confessed my sins and God's faithful and just to forgive me sin. And he's cleansed me from all unrighteousness. tell him that God's not giving us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. When he starts telling you you're mad, what do you think you're doing that for? You're going insane, and all this sort of garbage that he comes at. That's the sword of the spirit. You got to have your helmet of salvation on, which in Thessalonians it says, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. We need that hope of salvation, and it won't take long, and the devil will give up on this area because he's, you know you're saved, you know you've got salvation, but you gotta, and that helmet's on forever. Once you get it on, once you know it's there, he can't get through it, and that's the way I see the armor. It's worked for me. You know, we grow into it. I pray that God strengthen the armor, you know, make the helmet of salvation thicker and thicker, full face helmet, you know, where the enemy can't get in, where he can't get in with his lies, his deception, and make the sword of the spirit so much bigger, like Goliath's sword, you know, so I know the word and I can attack him in every area he comes in. I can knock him down, you know, make the breastplate of righteousness thick as say a foot thick steel, that nothing can get through. God, so I'm righteous. I'll never be unrighteous in any place, you know. And a shield of faith, make it 6 foot high, 4 foot wide, so I can stand behind to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. A steel shield, but let it be light as a feather, you know, and not be a burden to cart around. And me, you know, pray the same. Strengthen it, and he'll strengthen you. It's like praying for patience. You might have to go through a bit of fire to get what you're asking for, but in the end, you're gonna, you know, he'll turn you into something that you won't even know who you are when you get there. You'll look back and say, wow, I've come so far, you know. And that's how I see the armor, and, you know, it works for me. Get into it, get into the battle, and I mean, once you're in there, you can't go back. The devil will never leave you alone. You need the armor. You've got to have the armor of God. Amen. Well, I'm just going to tell you how to do self-deliverance on yourself. As a Christian, we've got the authority to cast out devils, demons, whatever you want to call them. The word says, Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. It says in the word, we got authority to cast out devils as long as we believe. And in Luke 10:19, it says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. So we've got this power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Why don't we use it? We've got to start using it. And the best way to start is start working on yourself, because they're harassing every believer as much as they are the next one. Some people are you know, worse off than others, but we've got to get ourselves right. We got to be right so we can help others. If we're not right, how can we go into the battle if, you know, we're having troubles? Not that we got to be perfect. God will use anybody he can, but we got to learn our authority, and we can learn it by casting them out of ourselves. Like I said in the other videos, they operate in our soul. Our spirit's filled with the Holy Spirit, but our soul and our body, we can have sickness, you know, and disease in our body, and troubles and torments in our soul, emotional stuff, and you know, other stuff in our soul that just won't go, but we can cast it out. We've got to take authority over it and cast it out. In 2 Corinthians 10:3-10:6, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. In our mind, that these imaginations, sometimes they can just go round and round and round for hours on end, just rubbish, just total rubbish. You got to tell them, stop, get out of there. They're probably not your own thoughts. You can come against them and say, stop, be gone, the name of Jesus Christ. Use the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. The name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We got to start coming against these things. Every thought, every high thing can be pride, you know, me, I sort of stuff. Paul was, Paul called himself the worst sinner, and he had religious pride. He was self-righteous. You know, there's even pride. We can act humble but be proud in our own humility. Pride's one of the worst ones. It can be anger, anxiety, depression, fear, hopelessness, dread, you know, all sorts of things, lust and just, you know, whatever's tormenting you, come against it, name it, and come against it and say, it says in the Word too that Jesus said, verily I say unto you. When he says verily, it means surely. It means take note. This is fair income stuff. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. If we bind these things that are in the second heaven, then they're bound in us. We can actually bind them, and we've got to, you know, keep at it until we realize that this stuff works. We got the authority to do it, and they must bow to the name of Jesus Christ, and they must bow to our authority too as believers. So back to 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Every thought, the thoughts that hammer us from the inside, instead of, and come at us saying, oh, I have to do this, or oh, I'm feeling down today. They speak as if they're us, but they're not us. They just use the word I or me. And we got to watch our thoughts. Thoughts can come from God or us or the devil. Sit back and just watch your thoughts sometime. Don't blank your mind out. Just watch them and watch all the junk that jumps in there and watch them. And, you know, most of it is our own, and we can put a stop to them like that. We just say, be gone, that thought, in Jesus' name. We got to practice to stop them. But others are coming from the devil, and that he'll put thoughts in, you know, bad thoughts, and you got to come onto him and make him to know that you recognize that those thoughts aren't coming from you but coming from him, and it puts the wind up him, and he'll have to change his tactic if you start coming onto him, telling him to go, because you can. And that then the best thing to do is as long as you're repenting, get on your knees and start praying, start repenting, start, you know, renouncing. If there's things that you're doing wrong, renounce them, you know, or renounce whatever. Renounce all the works of Satan, or renounce doing this, or renounce saying that, you know, forgive me, God. Get on your knees and repent to God. If you can't get on your knees and pray to the Father, well, you're not going to get anywhere. You've got to humble yourself, and he'll exalt us. He'll lift us up, and he'll free us. But he'll use us as our own authority to do this. So get on your knees, repent, and these things will, and rebuke them. Rebuke means like a backhand round the ear hole or whatever, full on, hard with a lump of 4v2 to a demon. And you'll start understanding your own authority. So start rebuking, renouncing, rebuking, or repenting first. And you got to forgive. You got to shut all the doors. And you'll feel them. You'll feel like you want to cough. There'll be an itch in your throat. Cough it out. Cough it out. That's them coming up. You'll feel like you want to cough from your way down your kneecaps. And the cough will just be so deep and so long, it'll come out, and then you'll just be, and you won't even be breathing, you know. It's like when Jesus cast the demon out of a young bloke. He said that everyone thought he was dead, because when they come out, everything just lets loose, you know, and you just, for about 10 or 15 seconds, you'll know something's happened anyway. And the yawns just come right from the bottom of your lungs, and you start yawning. You might sneeze, you might cry, you know. You might vomit, you might cough stuff up, you might feel a shiver or a shudder, or it might feel like someone's just ripped a jumper off. These are the things I've felt when things have come out, you know, and I've got a lot out after fasting. Fasting's a good thing to loosen their hold on the flesh. But keep at them, tell them, speak straight to them and tell them to get out. I rebuke you. I rebuke you, fear, in Jesus' name. Use the word, come against them. They'll get sick of you. Some of them, they're that sick of being in there. They're only in there because they got legal right and they're under orders to get in there. They'll come out straight away. You only got to even just repent for the sin that they're in there for and they'll be out. You don't even have to drive them ones out. So, you know, get into the word, read through the word, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. That's where they're operating, and that's where we gotta, you know, understand what's going on. And of the joints of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So that was a blowy. I just blew off Beelzebub, get out of here in Jesus' name. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So, what are the thoughts and intents of our heart? You know, man's heart's deceitful above all things. Who can know it? A lot of our thoughts, our own thoughts are wicked. So we've got to get our mind right. So read the word and get understanding. And get onto these things and they'll start coming out and you'll understand. It'll lead you into greater understanding of the word, a greater understanding of authority and a greater knowledge, you know, and a life in Christ that, you know, you'll never regret having a go at them because you'll understand. And once you get them on the run, you can start getting them on the run in others, you know, so. Get into it, don't be shy. I mean, just hook into them.